Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In today's news, layoffs have started at health and human services offices across the nation, and those cuts are having an impact right here in North Texas. Dallas County Health Director Dr. Philip Wong says they get some of their funding from HHS, and they use that to pay employees who handle vaccination clinics.
We had to lay off 11 staff on Friday, also 10 temporary workers, and many of them were some of the immunization staff.
Yeah, he says that because of the federal cuts, his office is being forced to cancel 50 community vaccination events that have been scheduled for the upcoming year, and those included measles vaccination clinics at schools.
Two major medical centers in the DFW area not taking Blue Cross Blue Shield anymore.
Southwestern Health Resources, which includes the medical providers and hospitals at Texas Health Resources and UT Southwestern, couldn't come to an agreement on a new contract with Blue Cross. So the current contracts will expire next week. Both entities blame the other side, but say they're still working on an agreement and hope one can be reached. Insurance plan members can look for new providers online through the insurance company's provider directory, or they can simply call the number on the back of their ID card. Patients can also opt to continue seeing their existing medical providers at out-of-network costs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Voters in Fort Worth approved a bond package in 2022, and KRLD's Alan Skaya says the city is now looking at its next chance to cut some credit.
Fort Worth is starting to make plans for a bond of up to $800 million next year. The city council is looking at how that money could focus on streets and mobility, libraries, public safety, animal care, and shelters. Alan Blaylock joined other council members in saying transportation should make up the biggest part of any plan.
There are about 25 intersections that have met signal warrants, and we should be signalizing around the city. Some of them, four of them, are in my district, but they're citywide.
City Manager Jay Chapa says as they move forward, they're going to have to watch what the legislature does in Austin.
What's really concerning is what's going down in Austin with some of those bills that are there, increasing exemptions.
State law requires bonds to be broken down into pieces where voters can pick and choose each one. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Arlington police arrest a man they say murdered a woman and is behind a hit and run that hurt another woman and her dog.
The woman was found unresponsive at an apartment complex near Highway 360 and Green Oaks Boulevard and was later pronounced dead. Arlington Sergeant Alex Rosado says witnesses, including a person who fired a shot into the ground in defense of the woman being attacked, are working with investigators.
That witness came forward and provided some great information for officers to follow up on, and he was cooperative. The witnesses on the hit and run also were very cooperative.
The victims in the hit and run, a woman and her dog, are expected to be okay. As of now, 23-year-old Jacob Arriaga Guerrero is charged with aggravated assault, collision involving injury, and animal cruelty. Those charges could be upgraded. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Just about anyone in the auto industry. A lot of uncertainty there from the manufacturers to the dealers, consumers as well. It has been predicted that the cost of new cars is going to jump by thousands of dollars, and that has led to predictions that people are going to be lining up instead to buy used cars. You got a lot to untangle here, and we can't think of anyone more qualified to do that than the car pro himself, Jerry Reynolds, with us now on KRLD. So tell, if these tariffs go through, how long is it going to take for the typical dealer to work through their existing inventory before we get to some possibly higher priced vehicles?
Well, if they go through, and I've had doubts since the very, very beginning that this would actually happen. But let's just play devil's advocate and say, okay, if it does go through, most of the dealers right now are pretty well stocked. They've got about a 70-day supply of new vehicles sitting on the lot that will not be affected. But the problem is, if there's a run on new cars, and there could be, people want to get in before the tariffs hit, then that 70 days could go down dramatically, almost overnight. I think one of the telltale signs, and we don't know yet, is what are the incentives going to look like in April? Because all the incentives that were out there end today, or they ended last night. And people don't realize what a difference it makes when you see the numbers. And the current number right now is $48,000 is the average new car. A good portion of that is incentives. That number would be well over $51,000 without incentives. So if these automakers start to find ways to save money in anticipation of tariffs, they could cut the incentives way back. So cars could go up immediately, but the bulk will come after the current supplies are gone.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm sure you're getting asked this quite a bit by people in the car, I guess, and looking for a new car. Should they buy now? Should they wait? Should it be new, used? What's your advice?
If the tariffs come tomorrow, then I would tell them to go out and do something as quickly as they can. If they were going to buy something anyway, I wouldn't rush out and buy a car just for this. But if they were going to buy something, say, in the next 90 days or so, then I would. I'd pull that ahead, and I would try to get there now while the selection is still good, because cars could get real short in short order.
What about used cars? The price is going to go up there as well because of increased demand, perhaps?
Absolutely. No question about it. It'll be like what we saw with the microchip shortage a few years ago, where there are no new cars, or the new cars in this case will be substantially higher, and people will go to used. When that happens, dealers compete for these things. So they give more money for trade-ins. Auction prices go up, and prices overall can go up a lot. And frankly, from the microchip shortage, they've never gone back down as far as they went up. So we're starting at a higher point. And so if the tariffs come and the incentives still remain good, which is a real question in my mind on whether there'll be any incentives at all, but if they do remain pretty well, then people have got to really start to look at the difference between used and new, because that line could get very, very thin.
Talk about dealers, obviously, a lot. You talk to all these guys in this community. How are they taking this? Are they nervous? What's your feeling?
Yeah, they are nervous. It's the fear of the unknown. And unfortunately, we're coming off of the first quarter. Sales from the first quarter of this year starting to roll in as we speak. And it looks like the first quarter of the year is going to be a fantastic quarter. Lots and lots of car sales. And I don't think anybody wants anything to happen that will, put a damper on that, because the momentum is really good right now in the car business. So, yeah, they're nervous. They don't want to see, as busy as they've been. They don't want to see that end. Most of them are conservative business people, and they get the bigger picture, but you know, it's the short-term pain that I think everybody's fearing right now. And we'll see how it goes. I'm not convinced it's going to happen, honestly.
You think this could encourage people to hang on to their existing cars a little longer and just, like we've been saying, just drive them into the ground?
Well, there's problem number two. Now you run into the tariffs on the parts. And the parts are going to go up dramatically, and they may become short in supply. Typically I would say, hey, keep that old car. Let's let this thing fly over. You know, as time goes on, manufacturers will find ways to cut their cost in a lot of different places. And the majority of these tariffs are not going to be passed on. And I think people need to know that. I think average cars may go up $3,000 to $5,000, some of the luxury cars more than that. But if you try to hang on to that old car and parts go up 25%, and I don't see any way around that happening, then those costs go sky high too. I mean, even a set of tires is going to go up. So, you know, there's a lot that we won't be able to tell people until we know for sure what's going to happen, if it's going to be across the board, if the president's going to make deals with certain countries and other countries he's not. I mean, there's more questions than answers right this second.
We will find out in soon enough, I guess, less than 24 hours. Jerry, thank you so much. Great information, as always. That is the Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds, with us here on KRLDs. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But he said, I couldn't believe what he said, the average price of a new car is now up to $48,000.
$48,000 could go to $51,000 if those incentives are taken out. And what's crazy is he just mentioned sales have been great this year. And the last thing that dealers want to see is any kind of interruption in that. But
this might do it.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is the first in what promises to be many books about the 2024 election, and it hits bookstores today. It's called Fight Inside the Wildest Battle for the White House.
That title is appropriate. It was the wildest.
Fairly accurate. It was written by Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes, who tell The Hill that the book shed some light, among other things, on the decision by Joe Biden to drop out of the race back in July.
Harris's closest aides were huddled in her pool house at the Naval Observatory, kind of planning in a planning meeting about what to do if President Biden did drop out. When he did drop out, they received word, and one of her closest advisors ran up to talk to her. She's on the phone with President Biden. President Biden is essentially telling her what is happening. She asks, are you sure? And then she goes to ask him, well, will you endorse me? And he says, I'm planning on endorsing you, but later. And she essentially says, no, the endorsement needs to come sooner. You know, she knew that there was talk of a mini primary. She knew that some Democrats might be lining up behind other candidates, and she really wanted his endorsement right away. And we report that for the first time in this book, Fight.
You also say that some Democrats began planning scenarios for Biden's death as early as 2023. Tell me, what exactly did those conversations entail, and were there aides who thought he might not even make it to November 2024?
There were definitely party officials who were meeting and talking about what if, what would happen if the president were to become incapacitated, what would happen, what if he would die. So there were plans in place for that. There was one aide in particular, Jamal Simmons, who served as her communications director. He would carry around a list when he traveled of Republican judges in case something happened to Biden, because he had this view that she would have the backing, the immediate backing of the country, a legitimate backing, if you will, if a Republican judge were to swear her in on the road. And so we report that for the first time. But these were all plans that were in place in case something did happen to President Biden.
Interesting. They had a plan in case Biden didn't make it to November.
Yeah, I think we can all get past the old, well, he's as sharp as a tack. The White House was telling us for all those years. No, everyone knew it behind the scenes that things weren't going
well. And the country found out in the debate.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, my God.
I think we all had inklings, but I don't think we knew how bad it was.
I tell you something, though, when it happens at that age—
It goes quick.
It goes quick.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, happened with, I'm dealing with that with my dad right now.
I know, you know, that's a thing that you'll start seeing is, when did they start noticing slippage? Was it in 21, 22, maybe 23? I don't know. But
the difference between 2020 Joe Biden, though, and 2024 Joe Biden.
It's
huge.
Funny when you listen to the debates or even listen to a campaign speech. He sounds very forceful in 20, definitely in 19 when he started his campaign. And so, I don't know what happened. I don't know what year it
the job
really
ages
hit.
You.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing. It's the most strenuous job you can ever have.
Look at every president in our lifetime. You look at how much it's aged them.
Clinton, I remember
George W. Obama went in with black hair, came out with gray hair.
It was gray. Looked like Red Fox when he got out. At the end of the thing, I remember a guy who was 69 who was even younger than Joe Biden when he was elected. And he told me, said, I'm 69. And he was in great health. I couldn't do this job. I could not be president of the United States. I just don't have the energy to do that anymore.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.